This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. For more information, go to FUBARradio.com.
FUBAR Radio.
If you try to test my patience, I will make sure that I mean what I mean.
FUBAR Radio. I'm Natalie Gale, and today my co-guest star
Terry Walker.
Roo, 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 roo. Hey babe.
Hey. Oh hey.
How are you?
I'm really good. It's lovely to meet you today for the first
time. And you?
Time.
Yeah. So let's explain. We've both been put together today, obviously covering for Michael Payne.
No, Mickey Payne.
Oh, Mickey yes, Payne today. Payne. Yeah.
Yes, Mickey Payne. That's
so
your name today. Mickey
we don't
Payne
know
forever.
Each other, so we're going to get to know
no,
each
we
other
do,
now.
Sister, we do know each other. We've known each other from another lifetime. We've
exactly.
Known each other for years. Yesterday. I know yesterday.
So tell me about yourself.
Well, me, I'm a singer-songwriter. I've been doing this for 20 years, but I'm still 21. I don't know how that worked. I started when I was 1 year old and I've just been doing it forever. I've been doing this for a minute. I've got music out now. I've been featuring, worked with some amazing people. Still working with some amazing people, and I'm starting to get into the whole radio presenting thing as well.
Nice.
I've got a radio show on Soho Radio.
So you are doing a new show with Soho Radio.
Yeah.
And it's called Melting Pot.
The Melting Pot.
Oh.
Do you know why I called it The Melting Pot?
No, tell us.
Oh, I thought you might have just... You know, it's the whole idea of... basically, everyone that I'm interviewing at the moment are people that I've kind of connected with over the years. And I feel like The Melting Pot is about how, you know, what shapes you. Every ingredient you put in becomes part of the dish. So, you know, the more you grow, the more every time you meet someone else... You kind of it adds another layer to you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So the Melting Pot is all about all the people that have inspired me, and I get to tell their stories. So it's 2 hours of me talking about how we first met.
Yeah.
And I talk about the first song or you know first thing that inspired them to become what they want to become.
Yeah.
And then we just go on through their journey until the present day, and it's really nice. Yeah.
I love it. When did you start?
I did my first one in December with Joe Budo, the guy that actually produced that record that you just played.
Nice.
Because he's worked with like Kalashnikov, Rodney P, Estelle.
Yeah.
The second one I did with Swindle, which was amazing. I know his album out at the moment called No More Normal. Amazing.
Yeah.
We worked together before. And then the third one I did recently was with the Flowicist, who used to be part of Flowetry. So, and her story was mad because, you know, they've worked with Michael Jackson to this person to hear, and now she's doing her, you know, her own poetry thing. So it's just amazing just to see how people have evolved, but they've all shaped me. They've all been a part of my journey too. So that's why I call it The Melting Pot.
Yeah, definitely. I love it.
Yeah.
Good explanation for your name.
You would have to be on it now we've met. See, you've shown me today. After today, I'm going to be a different person. So, you know.
When are the shows?
It's every 4 weeks.
So, every 4 weeks. Yeah. Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, so.
Oh, fun. Oh. Have to tune in to the next one, babe.
Yes, you do.
So today we've got J1, we've got Santino Le Saint, and we've got Zizi coming into studio, which is exciting.
Oh, yes. I just literally listened to some of their songs, and then, you know what? They're really good. Actually,
it's
funny because I just met J1 in the holding room, and I was like, hey, listen to your song. Because it's sick, you know. He's like, oh, thank you. No, it's a vibe.
What did you say when you saw him to me?
I said, vibes. Becky, man. Becky. He's like, thanks, yeah. No, it's good.
Oh, love it. Have you, what have you been doing this week? Did you see the Oscars?
Do you know what? I always see everything next. So if I see it on Twitter, I see people talking about it on Twitter.
Yeah.
Like, oh, man, I missed it. But I've been hearing, I heard about Spike Lee getting really mad.
Yeah.
And walking out and like turning his back when the speeches were going when he didn't win what he wanted.
Yeah, so that was Best Picture. So he wasn't very happy.
Mm. I mean, I saw Black Klansman. I thought it was really good, actually.
It was a good film. Yeah. I mean, they all were in that category, though, so...
See, this is the thing with me and award ceremonies and stuff like that. I always find it, with art, you can't... It's relative, isn't it?
Of course.
And you can't say, oh, this is better than anything else. Everything is about opinion and it's about how you feel. So for me, I never really get that bothered about award ceremonies like that. I think it's better to obviously get awards and stuff. But
yeah, of course.
You can't compare things.
You just have to keep going, don't you, really?
Do you know what I'm saying?
Did you see anything on Twitter about the whole Lady Gaga?
No.
And Mr. Cooper?
No, what happened?
Well, you know, obviously, they did their little performance on the piano.
Oh, I
literally love him. He is so beautiful.
Yeah.
And his voice, it just breaks my heart.
Oh.
But yeah, so they did their little performance on the piano and everyone's like, oh my God, it's so disrespectful. I think Mel B tweeted, how's she going to look at him like that with his wife in the front seat? But obviously they're just acting.
They're
exactly. Everyone's being a bit dramatic. They're like, obviously they're in love.
I didn't know he was married.
Yeah.
I'm upset now.
Oh, she's beautiful as well. It's just too much.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh.
I thought it was a bit ridiculous.
But come on, everybody knows Lady Gaga. Lady Gaga is always acting. I don't think she's not acted, so...
Exactly.
What do you expect? That's what
it was
she
just
does.
Part of the performance, but yeah.
Oh, God. Maybe they were upset because they went on stage doing it with him. Probably that's why.
I mean, I feel them.
That's what it is. Really. See, exactly.
I feel them. All right, let's play a track. We're going to play Imagine by Frisco.
Frisco!
Frisco, and I never said sky in the intro. Imagine I was one of them shitty MCs that would say anything to get big though. Imagine if I try and make pop like Tiny, probably wouldn't pop like Tiny. And would try to tell me I'm not grimy. Imagine I tried to sing like Hailey. Imagine if I start making slow jams and my voice was deeper than Flow Dance. Imagine if I never had all this swag that I got. Always had crept like Conan. Imagine if I kick ball like punching. Been through a lot, I'm surprised I could function. Imagine I weren't from London. I never had style and flows in abundance. Imagine my ting weren't 30. That line didn't even sound worthy. curvy. Rock back do a man dirty. Imagine if I storm MCs, it's murky. Imagine if I sit lean like Wheezy or dance in my vid like Breezy. I'm a yard man like style, I'm a yard man, them I like.
Dog, you know easy.
Imagine I weren't so shelly, man. Trust me, that shit's hard to imagine. I know. But I ain't like none of these MC guys, man. Know my thing, I'm in a league of my own. Imagine that. I used to think I was the man, now I'm the man. Imagine that, you wasn't with us out in the field, but you're screaming gang. Imagine that, I used to think I was the man, now I'm the man. Imagine that, you wasn't with us out in the field, but you're screaming gang. Imagine that. Imagine I was one of them joke man. Fuck that, I could never be a joke man. Man, I grip the thing with both hands. Them man are everywhere, but they got no plans. Imagine if I did Big Brother like Dappy. I went in a jungle like Tinchy. TBH, I was raised by lions and apes. It's a real jungle where I live. See, man, I got assorted flavours. Imagine I never had no haters. Yeah, damn right I'll be burning trees, but I'm still making papers.
Oh yeah,
yeah, I'm still making movements. You're just a pest and a nuisance. Them man, I've been there for so long, I know now, still no improvements. Imagine if I said fuck this shit and start killing MCs like Chip did. Run up on who, that's a big risk. Kick down anything, that's big frisk. Imagine I was hyped like Getz's. I'm in a ghetto like Getz's. Some of you man won't get this. I got your girl watching man like Netflix. Imagine I weren't so shelly, man. Trust me, that shit's hard to imagine. I know. But I ain't like none of these MC guys, man. Know my thing, I'm in a league of my own. Imagine that. I used to think I was the man, now I'm the man. Imagine that, you wasn't with us out in the field, but you're screaming gang. Imagine that, I used to think I was the man, now I'm the man. Imagine that, you wasn't with us out in the field, but you're screaming gang. Imagine that, I used to think I was the man, now I'm the man. Imagine that, you wasn't with us out in the field, but you're screaming gang. Imagine that, I used to think I was the man, now I'm the man. Imagine that, you wasn't with us out in the field, but you're screaming gang. Imagine that.
Laughing at us,
yeah,
on
imagine
Twitter.
That. You know what? You know, it's funny, Frisco. Yeah, that tune is such a tune. I said to him the other day, like, that's it's just the delivery, what he's saying is so true. Because have you ever met Frisco?
No,
one of the realest people you will ever meet.
Really?
Like, he's not having it, he's not letting you get away with nothing. I get on his last nerve because I'm always just doing foolishness. He just looks at me like, why are you so tripping? No, he's amazing. I love that track, man. Big tune. Big up Frisco, man. Always.
You was going to tell us about your show.
Oh, yes. Oh, my God. Because I said I'm 21, but I have to add another 19 years to that, so I'm going to be 40 this year. Can you imagine? Yeah.
What?
I know. Can you imagine? It's going to
be. Are you lying?
Yeah, 40. It's going to be my 40. I've been doing this for a minute, girl.
When you were saying you were 21, I just believed
you.
I'm not lying.
But yeah, it's going to be my celebration, my actual birthday, April 14th at the Jazz Cafe, and I'm going to be supported by Cherry V, who's, I don't know if you heard her, she's amazing.
Yes.
And I'm kind of going to run it like a sound system thing. So I'm going to do a few songs, but then I'm going to get everyone to jump up. Whoever's in the crowd is going to.
Oh, that sounds so
cool. Yeah, it's going to jump up. It's going to be a vibes.
When's that, sorry?
April 14th.
April 14th.
Yes, so if you're around, come and vibes with me. Come and celebrate my birthday, man.
I literally cannot believe you're going to be 40.
Yeah, it's 20 years in the game, babes. Over 20 years, man.
You look so fresh.
Thanks, babe. Blood don't cry. That's what they say.
Tell us your secrets.
And plenty of... No, check out. Sleep.
Lots of sleep,
yes.
So what are you thinking about festivals this summer? Have you got any planned? Are you going to be doing any? Are you going to any?
Not this year. I think to me it's more... I'm releasing my EP, so I'm kind of starting, just building that up again, really, from there. So I think I've kind of might have missed all the festival slots for this year, but because you know you have to kind of be in there from last year.
Yeah, it's
you?
Like really far in advance, isn't it?
But I know I'm looking forward to Nas coming over. Is it the Ends?
Yes,
I'm looking to see that. Looking forward to see that.
Yeah.
But there's some good music out right now, man. So much great music. So many great artists, especially new ones as well.
Yeah. Like the ones we have coming on
today. Yes. Zai Zai and Santino Le Saint and J1. Definitely. I'm feeling them.
Yeah, Zai Zai. I have to correct myself from calling him ZZ earlier.
But you know what? Looking at it, though, I could see why you would say ZZ, though.
Trust me.
It makes sense. I would say ZZ. It looks like a ZZ.
It does, doesn't it? Thanks.
So, you know, but these artists are the difficult selves. It's deep.
We've got a bit of news.
Yes.
Maroon 5.
What happened?
Adam Levine has sparked gender disparity complaints to the FCC after showing his nipples during the Super Bowl halftime show. Thoughts for this? Basically, everyone is like, justice for Janet. That's the hashtag
of
on Twitter.
Course,
because
yes.
of all that hoo-ha when she had a little nip slip.
But come on.
But my man's bopping about shirtless the whole time.
But I don't... Do you know what? It's starting to get a bit ridiculous now.
It is.
Think? Like, you can't... There's everything. You have to be so careful with everything. Mm. But it's like... Okay, fair enough. That moment with Janet and Justin was a bit of a weird... Because obviously it's a family show. But he's a guy. Like,
yeah.
Men are always walking... Anyway.
Yeah, but then having said that, why is she getting fined? She had... What was it? It's like $500,000 fine after the wardrobe malfunction. That's essentially what it was.
Yeah, but remember, they're showing that they did it on purpose, though, didn't it? It was like, you know, that looked like it was staged.
Yeah, but then but why are men allowed to wander around with their nipples out?
Yeah, but it's not the same. Are you being serious right now?
I'm being dead serious. I'm being dead serious.
He ain't got no tits, it's just a nipple.
Listen, it should be equal.
Oh my God, you know what? I'm over this conversation. No, but you know what? I guess you're right in that sense, in a way. But I mean, I don't know. I think
it's just society, isn't it? Society has made it like, oh, the breath. Put your nipples away. You know what I mean? But with men, because they're allowed to do whatever.
But it's different if you had his dick out.
I mean, that would be... that would be
like, okay, that's a bit much. But it's a nipple. Because yeah. Obviously hers was a big titty. Like, yeah. You know,
but Justin ripped it out. He didn't get it.
I know, but think about it. She had a big old ting around her titty as well. So that was decorated for people to see. So come on, that was all staged. So I mean,
people complaining, they loved it.
but you know, social media these days, you can't do nothing. People are quick to jump on. I think some of the people are just quick to just jump on anything because they can.
Yeah.
Nowadays. So I don't think people actually really care that much.
No.
They just want to be able to... Have
yeah. Without social media, people wouldn't even talk about this
stuff.
Talk.
They would talk.
They'd have a little chin wag at work about it. Yeah, and then, yeah.
Because think about it, the days before social media, I wasn't so. That's why sometimes I have to step away from it.
Yeah.
Because
with
all, like, listen,
too much.
For me, the Jussie Mullet show, the story, you know, the one guy from Empire.
Oh, yeah.
That story for me already is that's still occupying my mind. I still don't understand what the hell was going on there.
I don't get it.
Greed. Just greedy.
I know. I was like one of those people, though, when he was saying it wasn't true. I was like wanting to believe him, and then obviously he handed himself in.
Of course, but you do, because you think, how mad is that?
How would you even think up doing something like that?
And that's your whole career done over just this small moment. It's, oh, look at Janet's nipple. I mean, come, that is offensive. That's offensive. Fucking hell, that's a serious nipple.
We're just looking at a little picture here of Janet.
That's a tip. And look at the other side, though, as well. It's got red. No. She knew what she was doing.
Mate, look at Justin's face.
Yeah, he's like, oh, mummy, let me put it in my mouth.
He is loving it.
Yeah.
Listen, the complaints were fake. They loved it.
Yeah, it's true. That's mad.
All right, we're going to play another song, yes. And then we're going to have J1 coming in.
Yes, come J1. Best vibes of us.
To the beach, y'all. Check this out. This announcement that I'm about to make is very important. Yes. Now listen.
Keep in mind that I'm an artist, and I'm sensitive about my shit.
To the beach, y'all.
Sensitive about my
Can't believe I'm still doing this. I thought my political views might have ruined this. I figured you might have moved on to these newer kids. My extra extended hiatuses. Who would have thought you would have let me get away with this? I mean, no one's waiting to see what an aging hater thinks. I kinda wanted to be finished. I didn't wanna pull my heart out, let you see in it. I just wanna grow privately, be free a minute. Plus my soul don't always have peace within it. I tell the truth, but I can see that I'm conceited with it. I make a whole lot of mistakes, please don't be offended. I used to have this reoccurring nightmare. I'm on stage with the whole city inside here. I start choking and my lungs won't provide air. Then I dropped the album they reacted to and started selling out First Avenue. Now all the bad dreams I have are that you no longer care for, dude.
Keep in mind that I'm an artist.
That's right.
Sensitive about my shit. Keep in mind that I'm an artist, and I'm sensitive about my shit.
Say that then.
Sensitive about my shit.
I love rappers with the big voices that put the power in the lyrics so you live for it. And spit it boisterous, the ignorant can't ignore it. I put the preacher style in my delivery, and I remember vividly somebody tweeted Chuck D and asked him who the best voices are, and he mentioned me. I did 7 shows a week for like 5 years and used to scream on that mic to make it sound clear. And now I'm staring down my most profound fear. Started catching up with my vocal cords. I'm not so sure that I should perform no more. Back of my mind, wonder what you're applauding for.
Keep in mind that I'm an artist, and I'm sensitive about my shit.
Feel like the wrestler.
Sensitive about my shit.
Keep
in mind that I'm an
Yes, ma'am.
And I'm sensitive about my shit. Sensitive about my shit.
Flying to New York to do some press. I just imagine that these people won't be too impressed. The loot you're getting all at once is how they view success. But then the writer's like, Brother Ali, sir, I've been so excited just for writing this feature. He asking all these dope questions and did his research. And then I meet the editor and staff, and everybody got their cell phone camera to flash and a story about how my music helped them in the past. I gotta ask y'all an honest question. I mean, I'm beyond honored by this warm reception. But since you got respect and the obvious connection, and every time you bless us with the tiniest little speck of an online mention, our fans all shower you with affection and just blow up your comment section. Well, what the hell? I mean, I ain't complaining, but how come you don't place us in the hip-hop conversation? And they just look back with blank faces.
Keep in mind that I'm an artist, and I'm sensitive about my shit.
That joint got awkward fast.
Sensitive about my shit. Keep in mind that I'm an artist, and I'm sensitive about my shit. Sensitive about my shit.
What was that, Terry?
My shit. I like the way she said my shit.
We've got Jay Wine in the building.
Jay
Wine.
Coventry's finest.
Yep.
You're right, mate.
Yes. I'm calm, man. I'm feeling good right now.
Tell us what you're drinking.
Yes, tell us what you're drinking.
I'm drinking Magnum and Pineapple Bigger. This drink is so nice. If you're listening to this, yeah, I beg you to try it.
Listen, if you could see his face right now, like his eyes are just waving.
Hey, he's emotional about it.
He's like, yeah, this drink's nice.
It's so nice. It's so nice for real. So
are you
nice.
Feeling a bit wavy because the sun's out?
I'm
are you
feeling
getting
calm.
A bit?
That's what got me this drink, the sun. The sun just gassed me. That small bit of sun gassed me into buying the Magnum.
Oh, I love it.
Well, thanks for coming in today.
Yes, it's calm.
So, a little bit about you. Obviously, last summer you had your track Good Vibes.
Yeah, Good Vibes.
Proved to be a bit of a smash, didn't it? Yeah. 3 million streams.
Mad.
Cheeky.
I didn't even expect it. It's so
really?
Mad. Yeah, because it's mad because I actually made that song last year. Every song I'm making now, it's like I've made it before, then I turn it into a banger. Like, it's mad, but Good Vibes was actually made last year.
Yeah.
And then I just thought, you know what? I'm going to make this into a track. Because you see that first part? I'm chilling with my jiggers and the vibes all good. I made that like last year.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, that sounds cold. I'm going to make that into a whole song. And then, just coming to a song. Perfect timing. It was summer. And yeah, everything just matched. Then released it, and then it just went off.
I want to be you right now. I want to be in your body for every wave, because even just you just saying, yeah, that first few lines, it was a banger, yeah. But you know, that's how it's supposed to be. If you don't know what you're doing is right, then there's no point in you doing
exactly,
it, isn't it?
So yeah,
well done, I love that.
100%.
So it's just flowed.
Yeah.
It's just flowed. It's flowed, bro.
So this new track, Becky. I came in to see you in a room and I was like, yo, listen to your song. It's a tune.
About that. Hey, everyone's gassed. Do you know what it is? Yeah, because you see Good Vibes.
Yeah.
That's like a summer song.
Yeah.
And it's a whole different vibe. And then when I released Becky, people were like, what? Swear down. And then it just caught bare if he was the 10th. And then, yeah.
Because you put a little trailer on Instagram first, didn't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I put a trailer on Instagram.
Little teaser.
Comments were a lot.
Comments were bare. Like 3,000 comments and like 250,000 views.
Jeez,
on
wow.
And I was thinking, raw, this is mad.
What is that feeling though when you see that happening? When you see that happening, like obviously, it's not something you put up a track, you know how you feel about it. But when you put it out and then you get everyone's reaction, what is that feeling? How does
it
that feel?
It just feels like a relief and it feels so good because people are there seeing it. So it just feels like a massive relief. Like, yes, it's out.
Yeah.
It's out there. And the fact people even like it is just a mad blessing, and I'm just grateful.
Yeah, because what's the tune about? Because you were just in the studio
it's about
with your boys.
J1 taking a trip to Knots to link Becky. That's what the song's about. It's based on a true story, by the way.
Is it?
Yeah.
So where is she?
Oh. Becky, where are you at?
Is that you?
Where are you at?
I'm not Becky. Bitch, I ain't Becky. So where's Becky?
She's in Nottingham at the moment.
So is Becky your.
No.
No. But it could be potential.
No.
Okay, I'm going to need to listen to the song then properly so I need to understand. The side. It's not like a Beyonce with Becky. Becky with the good hair type of
vibe. She's just a close friend.
Oh.
Yeah.
But do you want it to be more than a close friend at some point? I have to ask this question.
It might be friends with benefits, but
She don't want to hear that. She does not want to hear that online.
No, she wants to hear it.
No,
she don't mind hearing it.
Oh, sorry. It's them type of friendships. Okay, sorry.
That's hilarious.
She wants to hear that. She wants to hear that.
That was seductive.
Mad.
So you were born in London, weren't you?
Born in London. Yeah.
But you moved to Coventry. May I ask?
Do you know what it was? Yeah.
Transition.
Do you know what it was? Like, London is just so expensive. Mm. And like, my parents were just like, no, we can't live here.
Yeah.
And then it's mad because they told me a week before that you're moving to Cov. And I was like, where's that? I was thinking, where's that? I was 17.
Is that you?
I'm 22. And then, I moved when I was 17. And I was so young. And obviously, it was a thing where I just had to do it.
Yeah, of course.
I didn't have that power to say, I want to stay here.
Yeah,
I want to get my own yard. Yeah. Like, I was 17.
Guess.
The thing is, though, that's kind of like an age-defying time as well. 17, because that's kind of when you
don't want
up.
To be told what to do. Yeah,
yeah, for real.
So the scene was it different? Obviously, you went to Coventry, a completely different scene.
It was so different. Like, when I moved, the first year, I hated it. I can't lie. I had no friends. I wasn't even doing music. I just hated it. Didn't like it at all. I remember the first time I moved, I went to the shops to see how people speak, because they speak different, innit? You see how we say,
wait,
like,
all
right, so you see how we say mum, they'll say mum. Do you get what I mean? Like M-O-M, but we say M-U-M.
Yeah.
It's a bit more West Country, isn't it? Coventry, isn't it?
You know what? I thought I knew where it is, but obviously I don't.
Coventry. Yeah, it's Birmingham.
I thought it was near Oxford. I was like...
Same thing.
Nah. Okay.
But I'm glad I moved, though. Glad I moved, because that's where I started doing music.
Okay.
So had more time, I guess.
Yeah.
So did you start making friends up there and stuff?
Yep. Started making friends up there in college. And then,
because you came from London, you're like, yo, I'm so wavy up here.
I thought I was the man when I moved. So I was thinking, what?
Do you know up north, trust me, they make some wicked music because they're so easy. They don't care about stuff. So there's no, like, no one's watching you, innit? Everyone's just getting on with their thing. Whilst in London, I think everyone's kind of a little bit more.
I got mine.
Yeah,
everyone's
more inclusive,
isn't it?
So
yeah,
exactly. I feel like if I made music whilst I was being in London, it would have been harder to blow. If that makes sense, because like, no one there really does music. So then when I've done it, people were like, "Rah, who's this guy? He's coming with a different flow, different accent." Thinking, "Rah," and then I just grabbed their attention in Cov, and then other people were like, "Rah, who's this guy?" And then so I just feel like it was all planned. God's plan.
Do you find as well that you're more friendlier because of it, like in the sense that you're more open to being accepting, like, you know, receptive of other people's energies?
Definitely agree with that.
So future plans then, what have you got going on this year?
I got booked for my first festival in Sheffield. Bass Fest. I'm gassed.
Oh, Bass Fest.
That's wicked. Well done.
Good.
And
do you know how many people's?
How many
go to the festival? Yeah, the capacity.
I don't know, but I think there's a lot.
Yeah, I think I know.
It's definitely like 10,000 plus.
That's massive.
Yeah, that's huge.
Yeah, and the lineup's looking good as well.
Oh, wicked.
So yeah, I'm excited for that. That's the only thing I've got going in the summer. Because I released Becky 2 months ago.
Okay.
I didn't really get that summer festival slots because it was so late. But hopefully next year. I can get that.
You were just talking about that, weren't you?
Yeah, we were just talking about you have to get in there early. Do you see yourself doing any collaborations with anyone right now, like, that you want to, anyone that you, like, a wish list of people you want to work with?
I do want to collab. I definitely want to build myself up more before I jump into a collaboration.
Because you perform with a lot of big names, haven't you? Like AJ Tracy,
Defo. But in regards of collaborating, I want to make sure my first collab's spot on. And it's good. Do you get what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I just want to make sure the first collab's there. I think that's more of a timing thing, patience. And then, that collab will be banging.
Well, do you want to play your track?
Let's play Becky. Let's go.
Introduce it for us.
All right,
this one's called Becky. It's about Becky. She lives in Notts. And... she loves it. I love it. Everyone loves it. It's mad. Let's go.
Wow.
Go, Becky.
Yeah. J1, J1.
Like, I took a trip up to Knox and I hollered at Becky like, baby, I'm here.
Man quickly bought to the shops and I bought Usher Rock. I said, baby, I'm near. She told me, Jason, whenever you're never in Oxton, I just get the air. Whenever you holler, it's rare. But baby, I don't even care. I'm just out here in my Donnies, I'm Tony Montana, you dickheads, I'm living. You niggas all up in my business, I'm chasing the figures, you chasing the women. You youngers, I'm moving like Idris, like why you out here trying to kill the civilians? I'm finished, I'm finished, I'm finished, don't worry about me, just mind your own business. Like cooler one wave, come dripping. That girl there with a back, just looked at the squad, cause we came in different. And everybody wanna try eat with the team, but you weren't there doing up missions. And I just like so much weight on the table, to the man them come digging, digging. And sit back clean with your girl when it weren't too long till I gave her a dickie. And nowadays girls move trash, cause the ting went mad when I pulled out a pinky. And that girl's looking like Riri, but your best friend come looking like 50. So how you gonna get so rude? Stop, please learn your manners. 10 on my back, gonna be looking like Madders. Ayy, the big back too jumpy. But pink girl's looking at us, G. D9 said she's got a boyfriend. I look left like I couldn't give a fuck, G. Them boy come looking like us, man. Then we came in and done it all properly. Back then, nobody tried boss, man. So how you gonna talk about boss me? Man, link two things in Portsmouth. Back come big and the head game awesome. Got a 9.5 in the London, she a problem. Back shots till morning. Man, wake up mouth all yawning with a painting. Bad B still snoring. She must think J1 ballin', nah, fuck that, I took all her at Becky. I took a trip up to Knots and I hollered at Becky like, baby, I'm here. Man quickly bought to the shops and I bought Usher Rock, I said, baby, I'm near. She told me, Jason, whenever you're never in Knots, then I just get the air. Whenever you holler, it's rare. But baby, I don't even care. I'm just out here in my Donnies, I'm Tony Montana, you dickheads, I'm living. You niggas all up in my business, I'm chasing the figures, you chasing the women. You youngers, I'm moving like Idris, like why you out here trying to kill the civilians? I'm finished, I'm finished, I'm finished, don't worry about me, just mind your own business. Everybody wanna talk shit upon me, stepped in with a man, them on freeze. That girl with a big back, one B, blow back, never broke out that J. Queen dead, never talk on my bae, met once, never call me your mate. Small boy, why you wanna play these games? Fuck you, man, I'm just chasing pips. Man, cut through clean on the wing, now KR's calling me Hazard and Robin. When one wave step in a building, gal them pre-cover looking like problems. And half of them boys all left, cause J1 came with a power, no Austin. The bad bees pick J1, don't tell me about options. I took a trip. But baby, I don't even care.
Tune!
Listen, tune! Becky, listen. Go on, Becky.
Becky,
on,
phone Becky. Up if you're listening, babe.
Yeah, I want to hear your views. I want to hear what you think.
We need to hear the other side of this story.
Wait, does this connect to Knots?
It's online.
Everybody
can hear it. The whole world will know about you and Becky now.
Man, she's listening. Oh, my God.
Becky, babe, phone us.
Becky, call in, please, now.
So, Jay, you're going to tell us about you can tell us about another track you've got coming out.
I've got a song coming out next month. It's called Your Misses.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Do you know what? It's mad because I put up a preview on Instagram as well, and that just went off. It's got like 400,000 views.
Wow.
And it's going off like
mad.
All the DMs I'm getting now, it's like, when is it out? When is it out? When is it out? It's like, no one even cares how I am. They're just saying, when's this song out? It's all mad. But yeah, that's coming out next month.
So your missus, is this the gal that you're leaving Becky for?
Yeah. It's like a pop-up plot, isn't it? It's like, oh my God.
It might be.
So, but your missus, is it someone else's missus? Or your missus isn't your my missus?
Someone else's.
Oh my God! You know what?
You are full of the stories.
This is a movie.
J1, the movie, 2020.
That's coming out next month. Mm-hmm. I'm excited for that.
Oh, wicked!
It's got a good reception so far, so I just want it to be out ASAP. And when it is out, it should be good. So
you love dropping these teasers, isn't it? Getting everyone going mad.
I get everyone gassed, and then it's mad.
You got a good formula. Once you've got it, and you stick to it.
Trust me.
You,
so.
Yeah, definitely.
Exactly.
All right, gang.
Oh God, here we go.
Got a game for you.
Game.
Natalie's game.
Are you excited?
Very excited.
Natalie, the producer.
Yeah, Natalie King's game.
Too many Natalie's here. Right, so J1. I am going to play you some massive songs from iconic albums. You two need to guess whether these songs were number one, and you write down J1, or number two, write down J2. So some of these albums made it to the top spot in the UK charts. Some of them didn't at all.
Okay.
So you've got to decide.
Okay, calm.
Understand him?
So what is it? One second, if it made it, what? I've got to say J1.
Yeah, J1. J2 or not at all?
Okay.
Yeah.
Number one. J1 if it's
number one.
number one. And
J2 if it's number two.
Okay.
Or Nada if you don't think it made it anywhere.
Okay.
Are we ready?
I think so.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Number one.
Fubar Radio.
Oh, that's a great record. Fubar Radio. Yeah.
Are we ready?
Okay.
Ready.
He said if the album made it to number one.
Yes.
In England or in the world?
In the UK.
In the UK?
Yeah. Calm, UK. Yeah.
Do you want to hear it again?
No,
I'm good. I've written mine down. What, do I say it?
No.
Oh, just write it down.
Don't reveal. Calm. All right.
No cheating.
No cheating. You don't want Terry to see.
I got my own things over here. Go on.
All right, number two.
Jeez. Titty gate.
Oh, yeah, we were talking about her earlier.
Yeah.
Ready?
Yeah.
That song was such a banger. Oh my god.
I know.
I love the video.
Yeah. every chick in the club doing it, and their boyfriend's like, what are you doing? Put your hand up. You're not single.
I always fall over trying to do the dance. You know, she's had the leg for it.
Yeah.
I'm like falling over.
Oh, trust me.
No, she's brilliant.
Idol.
When you were born, you weren't even a fetus at this point. Wow, can you imagine?
You wasn't.
That's what I'm saying. This is hard. This is cheating.
You hadn't been conceived.
That's true.
Oh my god. No.
Number five.
All night long. Oh, come on now.
I love it. I saw him at Glastonbury. It was emotional.
He's amazing. He's supposed to be such a nice guy as well.
I feel like all of these songs are number ones, but let's go.
I feel like it,
yeah. It feels like it, but let's go.
Shamarned. Right, last one. I'm moving on, moving on,
moving on. It's mad because both of you know these songs. I don't know.
Born,
I know
that's
song,
why.
That's what I'm saying, but it's
this is not fair for him to do this for me because he wasn't born.
No. You've got to be knowing these kind of tunes.
You know them, but probably come on. This is like a good because he's 22.
I know them, but I don't know them.
I know.
It's mad.
Yeah. The concept sickens me.
I know, right? I'm a child. Oh my god.
All right. So number one.
Yes.
We had Prince.
Yes.
Little Red Corvette. Was that number one, J1, or number two, J2?
I think it was a J2.
It's mad because I put one, then I crossed it out, then I put two. I'm hoping it's two.
It's two!
Yay! Yes!
Well done.
This game's not too bad now. I'm giving you this is not too bad, this game.
It was beaten by David Gray, White Ladder.
Oh my god, I remember that. Mm.
He don't.
He's like, yes. I'm like, we said yes. No, you weren't even born. Try. Yeah, cool. Live.
Number two was Janet Jackson, Rhythm Nation.
One.
I put one down as well.
Oh, well done.
Yay. Yes.
Top score.
Did we get a prize if we get this one? I want something. I want to win something.
Natalie's ignoring us. I don't think there's a prize.
Wait, so it's 2-1 to me, yeah? Who's winning me?
We've got the same.
2-0.
Who's winning?
It's 2-0. Yeah.
Oh,
he's getting gassed.
Okay. I was getting gassed.
One of your tunes, you're getting me, one of your teasers, you're getting me.
All right, number three was Beyonce, Single Ladies.
One.
I put one.
Incorrect.
No way.
Number two.
No way.
So,
serious.
Yeah, it was The Essential, Michael Jackson.
Oh,
they had that Essential album come out.
Right.
Yeah.
See, I would have thought that would have went to number one though, because it was so big. Okay.
Show. Number four, Whitney Houston, Sailing? Saving All My Love for You.
Number two.
I put one.
Terry's gone ahead.
Because I remember, when I think about that song, I remember the album was amazing, but I remember it didn't go to number one.
Yeah. So it was Dire Straits' Brothers in Arms that got the number one spot. He's like, what? No clue.
People?
Yeah. Number five, Lionel Richie, All Night Long.
One.
I put one.
Yeah.
Yeah, come on, that was yes.
That was too yes. wavy.
Yes.
All right, this is the deciding question.
We are going this.
M People, Moving On Up.
Number one.
I put two.
Did
I win?
No, it's two. So hey, you draw.
Hey, all these songs are old school.
And I said one.
I'm impressed. I'm impressed. So it was Meatloaf, Bat Out of Hell. Two, Back Into Hell, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, so you drew.
I think I got 4 out of 6, yeah, right? 4 out of 6, isn't it?
Yeah, you both did.
Decent, decent.
Well done, guys. Jay, well, I'm proud of you, as you weren't born for any of them.
Yeah. That's true. Why are you proud of me?
I'm proud of you too.
Wait, how old are you lot?
I'm gonna be 40 this year.
Yeah?
31.
What? Is it? Baby. Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, you are a baby in this room.
Old people.
Did you think you could have such a fun time with such old people?
No, you lot are sick. You lot are sick.
Well, J1, it's an absolute pleasure to have you in today. Good luck with the next single. Yes.
Thank you so much.
You're killing it in the game. Good luck with your festival.
Yes.
And please come back and see us.
100%. You
are
great.
Do not change your energy. You're absolutely wonderful. I love the way you're doing. Your mindset is. And just keep being wavy and keep being gassed. Keep being happy and excited about that.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yo.
Remix team. On my 10 toes, right, 16 bars, yeah, man, just patterns, airplane mode. Here's no 079, got ring bands when I'm on grind, waiting on time. 2-2, little man, I'm coming like GT Goku, they can never reach my height. Holy Ghost is coming like third eye, trust me, they can never take my shine. When I come through with a mic on stage, shut my shows and the lights on this. They know I got the style of race. When I come through with a mic on stage, shut my shows and the lights on this. They know I got the style of race.
These next blicks by man, they're looking at me with their eyes full of hate. I'm never fazed, just go blind with a race. If I don't eat, then I never waste. Man, I just touched the mic on the stage. Touchdown, shut down, man, I drop fire in a flame. And you can tell by the smile on my face. Jaffy got this line in the grace. One of the best spitters alive, I sound sick on the mic. I got this on his trying to bust backflips. Call that one lyrical gymnastics. Fact is, style and grace is a smash hit. Man can't match this, man can't clash this. Bars might spark up a fire like a matchstick. And if you're fake like a catfish, you can get this free smoke like a hat trick.
Still wilding, still covered in grace, I'm still styling. Still clocking my face, I'm still smiling. I've been redefining what grime is. Still the best in the room, still come through blessed on the tune. Still pestering you, spin 20 of the best MCs. You'll be lucky if I left you with two. What the rest gonna do? Run high, duck dive, get that what? Two decks, one mic, get man dropped. I can fend what, can't tackle this done. What can there forever, can't shackle this done. Melly Mills back and it's long. Don't let me rap on your song, my mafia is strong. Come through swagging on Don, you try roll the dice, but your patterning wrong.
On my 10 toes, right, 16 bars, yeah, man, just patterns, airplane mode. Here's no 079, got ring bands when I'm on grind, waiting on time. 2-2, little man, I'm coming like GT Goku, they can never reach my height. Holy Ghost is coming like third eye, trust me, they can never take my shine. When I come through with a mic on stage, shut my shows and the lights on this. They know I got the style of grace. When I come through with a mic on stage, shut my shows and the lights on this.
Why is that? Any tempo, my killer, I do. Got a pattern with the right moves. Don't know why they wanna hype you. Got a talent, so they buy views. It's a problem that you might lose. But all your fans never fake anyway. Spotlight fading away. All that taken away. We don't care what you say. I've got no fear in the game. Got style, I got grace, I got a little. A star with first place, but in the middle. Spin man, I got game, it's got a riddle. Some days I'm on stage, they wanna whistle. Mondays I want fame, I want pay. Some days I want change, I upgrade. Some days I'm on rage, I'm unsafe. Always I'm on style, I'm on race.
On my 10 toes, right, 16 bars, yeah, man, just patterns, airplane mode. Here's no 079, got ring band when I'm on grind, waiting on time. 2-2, little man, I'm coming like GT Goku, they can never reach my height. Holy Ghost is coming like third eye, trust me, they can never reach the greatest.
Where's we saying? I like your style, I like your music, give me a trial. These man too in denial, if there's a problem, give me a dial. What? Can't be a tradesman without the tools. Big in the workplace, big in the schools. You're not big, you fools, acting shaky, making calls. Can't be a bad boy without the heat. Claim to be members without the street. These men are starting, but it won't complete. Claim to be hard, but it ain't concrete. Are you still standing? Is it on your own? Mind get grazed on your kidney.
cracked in your bone. Slapped on the shoulder, once you don't. On my 10 toes, like 16 bars, yeah, man, just patterns, airplane modes. Here's no 079, can't ring, man, when I'm on grind, waiting on time. T2, look, man, I'm coming like GT, Goku, they can never reach my height. Holy Ghost is coming like third eye, trust me, they can never take my shine. When I come through with a mic voice, bitch, shut down shows and the lights on this. They know I got the style of grace. When I come through with a mic voice, bitch, shut down shows and the lights on this. They know I got the style of grace.
Terry's just blowing a nose.
Oh, thanks. Thanks, Letty. Thank you.
He's just a bit poorly.
Yeah, do you know what? My mum, everyone's been catching this flu recently. And like, this summer's been going around for a while. But I've been having this. I've always got something in here, a cold or something. So. But I'm all right.
Some multivitamins.
I've been drinking lots of
orange
juice.
Oh, yeah, big orange juice. That's good.
Yes.
So have you heard about all this controversy around...
Why that voice though? Controversy.
I don't know. around the black... Chun.
Yeah, do you know, I've been seeing clips of him. I only just watched it the other day, and I think, I mean, you know, for me, I'm black, innit? So this is something I talk about every day. So I don't really get, I've obviously been in the industry for over 20 years. I'm used to these kind of conversations and stuff. So I'm like, it just goes over my head.
Yeah.
I just focus on what's moving forward. Anyone say nothing against it, like piss off, basically. I don't want to hear it.
Yeah, no,
but I love
true.
The fact, though, that it's getting promoted. And that people that he is that no one is shying away from the fact that he's saying it. And in fact, I think I saw some statements from Annie Mac that I just read just now.
Yeah.
And I love, and you know, everyone's actually defending it and saying, "Yo, it's time to talk about it." Especially after that whole Jussie Smollett thing. I think to me it was so sad to think that he used the fact, you know, the whole homophobic thing, the whole thing being, you know, the race thing.
Yeah.
And at a time like this, and like you misuse the fact that all the pain that people go through for you to just get more money. Do you know what I mean? And I think so. That's why when someone like Dave is talking about this right now.
Of course.
It's a perfect time.
No, and definitely.
Them complain.
Yeah. For anyone that doesn't know, basically, obviously, the track is a very thought-provoking track about being black. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, there's been quite a lot of backlash for Radio 1 and various other radio DJs for playing the track. And Annie Mac in particular has defended Dave on Twitter, sort of saying it's a real issue that a song so intelligent, so thought-provoking, so excellently put together can actually offend you. People are scared of the word black and the word, and they seem reluctant to have conversations around it. People are feeling on the defensive and act like it's not necessary to talk about it anymore.
It's mad, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, I think as well, Brexit started a lot of that, you know, this whole Trump thing.
Yeah.
And even that whole Liam Neeson thing recently, the other day.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that whole...
Do you know what? I think it was blown out of proportion.
That's what I think too.
Mm-hmm. You know, Liam Neeson is a humanitarian. Mm-hmm. He does so much work for charity. He's done so much stuff in Africa. Do I think Liam Neeson is racist? No, I do not.
No. It was a racist moment, he said, and he didn't know what it is. He admitted it. This is the thing what I notice what people do, especially on social media. They focus on the thing that they want to focus on.
Yeah.
Because I spoke to someone about it the next day and they were like, yeah, but he said black bastard. And but do you realise he said after, like, I felt disgusted with myself. I was like, I didn't know that part. I'm like, see? So you're just sitting there cussing the man.
It's just the headlines.
It's just the headline.
Yeah.
And you know, it's funny because even... John Barnes, then he got like ridiculed because he was like, he deserves a medal. Fair enough, he deserves a medal for saying that, you know, that's a bit out of, you know, blown out of proportion. But I think what he's trying to say is he's been honest about it. At least he's, this whole underlying racism thing, I'd rather know who I'm dealing with than pretending that anyway. But you know, you feel it, even though you're not saying it.
And everyone's just a martyr. They sit at home and say, oh my God, like, you know, I would never say such things, or how could they ever say that? And it's like, let's be real,
let's be real.
When you're not in the public eye
and
you're having conversations with your friends, please let's not say that you don't say anything that the worldwide would find offensive.
Yeah,
because it just
does.
Naturally happens in conversation.
Everyone does.
So yeah, I think that was quite harsh.
Yeah. I mean, I do know. So I think the Dave thing, like, maybe sometimes people, the reason why they're probably complaining is because they probably, it's a reflection, isn't it? It's like, because why would I offend you? If you start talking about being white, I think I care. Like,
yeah,
I'm black, so that's your truth. I'm not going to be mad. You know, like when Asians are celebrating each other, when Jewish celebrate them,
no one
complains. But for some reason, when we're like, oh, black people, I'm racist, I'm like, I'll get out of here.
Yeah.
So that's why, for me, what I always say to this most of the time is don't give it energy, because the moment you give it energy, you give it power.
Yeah.
So you focus on the people that focus on you. That's how I see it.
100%. And I think for him anyway, it's, you know, publicity is publicity.
Exactly.
And he's getting the back end of the people that, you know, are really going to put his song out there. So hopefully it works in his favour.
Exactly.
I think it's a great track.
Yeah.
Should we play it?
Play it now, darling. Play it now. Hey, we got 50.
Look. Black is beautiful, black is excellent. Black is pain, black is joy, black is evident. It's working twice as hard as the people you know you're better than, cause you need to do double what they do so you can level them. Black is so much deeper than just African American. Our heritage been severed, you never got to experiment with family trees, cause they teach you about famine and greed and show you pictures of our fam on their knees. Tell us we used to be barbaric, we had actual queens. Black is watching child soldiers getting killed by other children, feeling sick like, oh shit, this could have happened to me. Your mummy watching, telling stories about your dad and your niece. The black of the berry, the sweet of the juice. The kid dies, the black of the killer, the sweet of the news. And if he's white, you give him a chance, he's ill and confused. If he's black, he's probably armed, you see him and shoot. Look. Black is growing up around the barbershop. Mummy saying stay away from trouble, you're in yard a lot. Studying for ages, appreciating the chance you got, cause black is in your blood and you ain't even got the heart to stop. Black is stepping in for your mother because your father's gone, and standing by your children when you haven't proven karma wrong. Black is doing all of the above, then going corner shopping, trying to help a lady cross the road to have her walking off. Black is growing up around your family and making it, then being forced to leave the place you love because there's hating it. People say you fake the shit, never stayed to change the shit, but black is being jealous, you'd be dead if you had stayed in it. Black is struggling to find your history or trace the shit. You don't know the truth about your race cause they're erasing it. Black has got a sour fucking flavor, here's a taste of it, but black is all I know, there ain't a thing that I would change in it. Look, black ain't just a single fucking colour, man, it shades to it. Her hair's straight and thick, but mine's got waves in it. Black is not divisive, they've been lying and I hate this shit. Black has never been a competition, we all make this shit. Black is deadly, black is when you're freezing in your home and you can't get sleep, but never feeling empty, cause you got 20 cousins in your country living stress-free, walking for their water daughter wrapped inside a bedsheet. Black is distant, it's representing countries that never even existed while your grandmother was living. Black is my Ghanaian brother reading into scriptures, doing research on his lineage, finding out that he's Egyptian. Black is people naming your countries and what they trade most. Coast of Ivory, Gold Coast, and the Grain Coast. But most importantly, to show how deep all of this pain goes. West Africa, Benin, they call the slave coast. Black is so confusing because the culture, they're in love with it. They take our features when they want and have their fun with it. Never seem to help with all the things we know would come with it. Loud in our laughter, silent in our suffering. Black is being strong inside the face of defeat. Poverty made me a beast, I battled the law in the streets. Well, you will struggle, but your struggle ain't a struggle like me. Well, how can it be when your people gave us the odds that we beat? I mean, fucking hell, what about our brothers that are stuck in jail, that could've bust the bell, they held a burden, gotta live with it. Black is being guilty until proving that you're innocent. Black is saying free my fucking niggas stuck inside in prison cells. They think it's funny, we ain't got nothing to say to them. Unconditional love is strange to them, it's amazing. And black is like the sweetest fucking flavor, here's a taste of it. But black is all I know, there ain't a thing that I would change in it.
What do you think, babe?
Yeah, no, it's powerful, it's powerful. But you know, as I was saying off air, it's like I feel like so many people, I think Getz had a tune out the other day that was, you mm-hmm. know, celebrating black. And, you know, I talk about it every day. I think everyone does in most time. But I think, I don't know why all of a sudden this is the one track that everyone else is going mad about.
Jumping on,
I don't understand. It's like, we should have been. Like the other day, I watched the Sam Cooke documentary. Have you seen it?
Oh, no.
My God, it is
Was it on Netflix?
Yeah, it is so, so good. And it makes you think, he's got a song, obviously, that Chains Gonna Come.
Yeah.
But when you watch about how he was an artist and he always spoke about black issues.
Yeah.
Like, we've been doing this.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's just mad that this day and age we're still talking about the same thing. Yeah. It's just mad to me. But watch that, if you get a chance to, trust me, it's amazing. When you see his circle around him, he had Muhammad Ali, Malcolm X, and they were obviously all different.
Yeah.
But at the same time, they had the same purpose.
Yeah.
And for them, it was like, yo, if we lose our money, we don't care. We're standing for something. It's not about, it was integrity over money, not money over integrity.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it was just a different time when you could get killed for having an opinion.
I know.
Nowadays, you say something, you might lose a few followers. you might get a few, you know, people might not buy your record, whatever else.
Yeah.
But then you got killed. You got shot, you got killed. If you spoke up and you tried to rile up people too much.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, I'm more passionate about the past than so much now.
Sure.
You know what I mean? So
yeah. I agree with you, babes.
Yes, babes.
Speaking of Netflix, have you seen Fyre Festival?
Oh my God. How did they get off? Listen, when I watched that, yeah. You know who I feel sorry for, though?
Oh, the workers.
No, yeah, the workers. But
yeah.
Yeah. Okay, of course.
Who are you?
God, I've lost all that money. workers. And the woman, I had to obviously fuck out. But no,
do you know what? I saw there was a GoFundMe. They'd got all their go back.
Yeah,
exactly.
So it's good. No, the reason why, when I say sorry, not sorry, but I feel like he's never going to get a break. Since 50 Cent ruined his career,
mm-hmm.
Ja Rule is never going to be able to see. Think about it. Ja Rule was involved in that.
It's in the news now. Ja Rule wants to host another one.
Is he taking a piss?
I know.
No, he's rude.
He wants to host another one. Obviously, he was heavily involved with the last one, which saw wealthy festival goers becoming marooned in the Bahamas. But yeah, he wants to do it again.
He's rude.
He's either got too much money or he's a bit insane.
Yeah, like, I mean, when I watched it, but it's like, you know what was mind blowing for me is the guy. Obviously, kept hiring, and the people obviously around could see, like, what you're lying, yeah. But you still carry on.
Do you know what? Like, my friends always say to me, Natalie, you have the gift of the gab. Like, you can just blag anything. And, like, I'm watching it, and, like, I understand, like, his mind frame behind what he was doing. Yeah. But then it kind of stemmed over into delusional.
Delusional!
Because I actually think, in principle, what he created...
Was amazing. Yes, it was.
He did everything...
That he needed to do.
But it was the time frames.
Yes.
He tried to rush. It was, like, two, three months. It's like, and all, like, festival PR companies and all of this, they're all saying, are you crazy?
Yes.
And yeah, but it was mad.
It was mad.
My jaw was hanging down it the entire mad. Time.
When you saw the offering, you saw little sandwiches at the end of it, they were sleeping after what you sold them. I was like, wow, like.
Yeah, like the luxury villas and all of that. And then when they got there, he's on the table just shouting at everyone, go to the tent. Like giving out tequila, trying to get everyone drunk.
No, it's the sandwiches that killed me though. They were rude.
I think that was the most shared tweet.
I think that's the one that shut them down, isn't it? Like, yo, this was the luxury food. Like, no, don't take. No, but I think, but the thing is, the fact Jarrell wants to do that. No, he's rude. He's rude. Do you know what? You're rude, Jarrell. You're rude. Sorry, you deserve not to come back. You're rude for that.
It really amused me though, like, just for the sheer fact, like, some of these influencers, like, these bloggers.
Babe.
Like, the treatment they're used to.
Babe, you know, this is why. You know what? No, wait, I'm glad this is happening because influencers piss off about influencers. What? Yeah. Yes, because I put up a tweet because I like this bottle. This is the reason. What? Yeah. But look, obviously, your influence, that means shit because look what happened.
Yeah. Although, did you hear that apparently some of the people who went have got their lawyers to say they're going to sue some of the models that were promoting it beforehand. So, who is it? Like, Hailey Baldwin and...
I don't know.
Yeah, like all these other...
I think one of the... Kendall Jenner.
Yeah, so all of these supermodels, because basically they're essentially endorsing it.
Yeah, they did.
And they didn't say ad. So there's this whole thing where technically then you're endorsing this product, so then you should know and believe in the product. So
that's true.
I think that's all a bit mad, though.
I know. But just when you're in America, you can sue people for everything.
Literally. They obviously know they ain't getting no money out of my man.
Yeah.
So they're trying to think, who can we sue?
And you got money. Yeah, but it is... When I watched that, because I remember just watching the beginning, but the way he started, you know what? You could see the passion in his eyes. He was passionate.
Yeah.
They were.
And but he's ruthless, though. But like, so he gets arrested, comes back to America.
And starts to do something.
Starts some next hustle, emailing all of the people from Fyre Festival. Like, oh yeah, I've got VIP tickets to the gala, Met Ball, and all of this.
But you know,
and he got another 150 grand from it.
But that shows you greed and money, people... This money thing, it's like, it's weird. It's weird how people just lose sight of what's actually real.
Yeah.
And you know what makes it even worse? Those people going out of their way to do that hard-earned money to pay for these tickets to be around that.
Yeah.
Guys, really?
I know. Yeah, because not everyone was kind of like rich going there. Because there were some standard tickets, I think like £300,
£400.
Yes, yes. So...
But as he said, the workers, he said, you just feel sorry for that. Of course I felt sorry for the workers. I felt like, wow, because that whole time they got enough. Remember the guy said he hid underneath the car so you could get out?
Well, yeah, because that's like mob mentality. My boyfriend was like, I'm surprised no one got killed.
Yeah, it's true.
Because you can imagine all of those workers, like, where's my money at? They've been working round the clock to set up this madness.
But you know what? I still can't get over the fact that Joel wants to do another one. I'm
He literally, I don't know what he's saying.
He's rude.
He's just like, I love how people watch a doc and they think they have all the answers.
Oh, get out of here.
Ooh.
But there's enough answers on it. Look at it. The thing is, when we're on the video, you know, you were documenting everything. Yeah, yeah, it's going to be the best thing. And then look what happened.
I wonder what was going through his mind. I mean, I guess he just was like delusional.
50 cents. He must be thinking, damn, 50 cents, yeah. man. It's fucked my life up.
I wonder how much money he put into it. That's what I want to know.
He probably didn't, you know, probably.
Do you reckon it was just his name?
See, that's how, with those kind of people, they
to be fair, I think that's how he's got out of it, actually, because he's like, they're just using my name.
Of course, that's what it is. Remember, everything is usually endorsements, isn't it? People remember, they see, okay, we can get that money back because it's that person.
Yeah.
I think most times, real rich people don't put their money into nothing. They just invest. They know, no.
Their face.
Yeah, exactly. Because I think sometimes, I mean, celebrities, sorry, I'm going to say celebrities.
Yeah,
they don't put their own money up like that. Come on.
It's true.
Because the thing is, things like that as well, there's so much risk and stuff. And obviously, I think because a lot of the health risk as well from what I can see.
Yeah, yeah.
So, God, do you know what? They should be getting sued for some serious money, man.
It is mad. Wow. It is mad. But then again, only like the rich guests could afford lawyers afterwards. But luckily, a lot of people paid on their credit cards. So I think obviously they got it back from their credit card company.
Okay.
But loads of people did you see like the wristbands for drink and private yachts and all of this?
Yes.
Yeah, one person put $80,000 on it. Yeah. But I'm just like, you have too much money.
I can't feel sorry for you.
I have no sympathy.
I can't feel sorry for you. Okay, yes.
anyway, we have Santino Lacent coming in. So let's play a track and get him in.
Yes.
How many times? Go on, then. My brother, but you weren't there. Came to squash beef, but you weren't there. Came to your party, you weren't there. Came to your house and you weren't there. Came a long way from trapping in the bando. When I was on the road, fam, you weren't there. Look up in the sky, that's me gone clear. All that talk about cash, that's air. Said you my brother, but you weren't there. Came to squash beef, but you weren't there. Came to your party, you weren't there. Came to your house and you weren't there. Came a long way from trapping in the bando. When I was on the road, fam, you weren't there. Look up in the sky, that's me gone clear. All that talk about cash, that's air. Yeah, please don't talk about war, man. I've got no heart, show you about war. Looking in your eyes, I can see you're not sure. How you come to the block when you know I'm on tour? Verbalist, you love chatting online. Yeah, you went jail, tell man what for. Pussy old thing, can't celebrate that. Stop trying to glorify waste man things. Big business when my telephone rings. Old school beef, now I ain't got time. Old school friends, now I ain't got time. Life goes on, man, I can't rewind. Yeah, I praise the Lord and I shine. Suck who's mum, can't be chatting about mine. Full control, can't waste my energy. Them MCs are just too bad mind. Said you my brother, but you weren't there. Came to squash beef, but you weren't there. Came to your party, you weren't there. Came to your house and you weren't there. Came a long way from trapping in the bando. When I was on the road, fam, you weren't there. Look up in the sky, that's me gone clear. All that talk about cash, that's air. Meow. On the stereo. Ooh, yeah, we now that's what I show up. Yeah, just admit it. Nobody did it like I did it. Produce my own beats, I think of my own lyrics. Could have kept it all to myself, but I split it. Man, I'm so ungrateful, man, I'm so wicked. When I'm on stage, move your hand from the mic. Yes, I'ma give it when I'm finished. Man said it was a talk, I'm like, is it? DM, cause I'm not giving you my digits. And it's likely I might have ignored it, cause by now I think the talking is boring. More time I leave a bullshit message on red just to make a nigga see that I saw it. All the chit chat, I get a nigga nowhere. This big smoke, now you're getting nightmares. All I ever hear is this year's my year, but you never turn up, I know you don't really care. But Jam was there. Lay was there, M was there, Donna was there, Io was there, sister was there, dad was there, Lash was there, Dex was there, stage was there, Mike was there, Dex was there, even Gets was there. That's movement, boy, better know my G, I really wish you were here. Said you my brother, but you weren't there. Came to squash beef, but you weren't there. Came to your party, you weren't there. Came to your house and you weren't there. Came a long way from trapping in the bando. When I was on the road, fam, you weren't there. Look up in the sky, that's me gone clear. All that talk about cash, that's air. Said you my brother, but you weren't there. Came to squash beef, but you weren't there. Came to your party, you weren't there. Came to your house and you weren't there. Came a long way from trapping in the bando. When I was on the road, fam, you weren't there. Look up in the sky, that's me gone clear. All that talk about cash, that's air.
I'm liking it.
We got Santino Lissette.
Santino!
Hello. How are you doing?
Did I get a little high ting-ting that you just did?
Ooh.
Ooh! Jesus! Guys, I'm plating in here. I love a bit of a falsetto in a bit. Hello.
Hi.
How are you, mate?
I'm good. I'm alive and well.
You're alive and well.
I like that.
Well, I'm alive. Yeah. I'm alive.
Good.
Yeah. I like that.
Have you been feeling under the weather, or just generally, you're saying you're alive?
Just alive, you know. I mean, I don't want to get into the deep philosophical meaning of well, but I'm good.
Okay,
I'm fine.
Good, yeah, yeah, yeah. Good. What have you been up to this week?
Making music.
Yeah.
Really, yeah, yeah. Just, you know, working the track, doing a couple of shoots and stuff, but really getting back in the studio, getting ready to put some more stuff out.
Yeah, yeah. Been in the studio.
Yeah.
Good. So at the moment, obviously, you're promoting your new single, Feel Like Drugs.
And just listen to it, it's wicked. And I like the meaning of it as well.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
It's cool. Drugs are deep.
Mm-hmm. Deep. Anyway. It's very deep.
Yeah.
This is 7-track mixtape releasing later this year. It's going to be on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. Tell us about it.
The song or the mixtape?
Both.
Okay.
Well, yeah. No. The concept for the song really was kind of, you know, as it kind of says, love feeling like a drug, and mm-hmm. then, you know, comparing all the symptoms and withdrawal symptoms and addiction type symptoms you get mm-hmm. with drugs to love, because mm-hmm. really it's the same type of shit. Like, really.
It is.
Same thing. Yeah,
really.
Yeah, yeah.
It really is.
Yeah,
it is.
So that's kind of what the song was about. But the song took me ages to finish. Usually I don't take that long to finish songs. Like, I can make a song in a couple of hours and it'd be done and I'd just send it off. But yeah, I wrote the first half of it in like a day or two, and then I couldn't finish it for like 4 months.
Why?
I just couldn't. Like, I think sometimes you go through ups and downs, don't yep. you, with writing stuff. So
I wouldn't.
No. It's funny because I'm exactly like you, because I think there's some things you can just write there and then, but there's something that sometimes it takes a minute. But yeah, also, exactly. You don't let it go though. There's something that I can be like, I'm not
exactly.
writing again.
And that's why I never want to stress about it. I'm like, I just go about my life, and sometimes you have to get like re-inspired mm-hmm. to finish it. So mm-hmm. for me, like the second half of the song, where I put like a switch up in the audio and stuff when I was producing it, was like I came back to it at a different point and really did write the second verse from a different perspective.
I love that.
That's kind of how it went.
So real artist, you know. So real artist. Are we a creative? That's what I'm talking about.
Trying.
You play a lot of instruments, is that right?
Yeah, yeah. I play guitar and piano.
Wicked.
And I try and play drums, but I'm not. The thing is, I've never really played. I used to play when I was younger a bit, but not.
When he was younger, so what does that mean, when he was younger? How do you know?
I'm still quite young, to be honest.
How do you? Too many babies 21? In the studio today.
Do you know what, when I was younger? He's still a fetus.
Yeah, back in my old days, isn't it?
When I was younger.
I've had enough of these young fucks. I'm not talking to no one anymore.
I'm sorry, I apologise.
I'm joking. No, I hear you.
So what's your main instrument then?
Guitar. Really. Well, guitar. Apart from my voice, I guess. But yeah, guitar. Mm-hmm.
Yes, that's true.
See? That's what I know. His manager's like, his manager? He's like, yes, he's doing good. He's like, yes, son, yes, son. Get in there. I like that.
So obviously you had a lot of success last year. You had your EP early 2018, is that right?
I'm not good with dates, but yeah.
Manager? Yeah.
Yeah,
is that where everything for you changed, do you think?
I guess.
Yeah.
I guess so.
Mm-hmm. It's that trip as well.
Yeah.
What trip?
Yeah,
what trip? Tell us.
Well, I put an EP out in April last year, maybe, or April the year before, and it was cool. It was fine. Like, it did well, kind of like low key underground. Like, it got a lot of good feedback, but the views didn't go crazy. And then I didn't make anything for like what, six months? Well, actually, no, I made loads of shit, but I didn't put anything out.
Yeah.
And I went to LA and I made a bunch of tracks and like did loads of crazy stuff. And then I ended up putting this song out, the Maria Don't Call Me song, in November. And it was going well. I think it was my first release in a long time, so the views are already doing well.
Mm-hmm.
And then this YouTuber just posted a video of her singing to my song, just like making like a funny dance up and shit. And then it just got like 20k plays overnight. And then next night I got another 20k, and then 30k. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then
this viral stuff is mad.
It is mad.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Just random.
It's random.
Yeah, really on a random thing.
But see, like the first thing that you did, do you still feel like it still has legs, even though right now you've got this new stuff out? But can you go back to your old stuff and think, you know what, this could still come out again and people could get it?
Yeah, yeah. There's a song called, one of my first singles that me and David actually wrote together, called 4 a.m. Was
you know, great manager.
Yeah, come on.
Slash. Okay.
No, that was my most played song, you know, the song that was doing the best until that Maria song came out recently, and it's still second best. So
okay.
Yeah, I think. I mean, we have some plans in place.
Yeah, okay. Okay.
Oh, some plans.
Yeah, so we have some plans.
Can we hear about it?
Yes,
it's a couple secret plans.
Okay.
No, we're just, you know, going to work some stuff. I think there's a lot of songs that I haven't done videos to, which I need to do videos to. So I'm going to put some new videos out and rework some stuff, kind of. you know.
Yeah.
I have a lot of music, basically. Like, a lot of unreleased music. I have, like, 80 songs, which are
amazing. Wow. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, and bad, because you want to put a single out, you got to choose from 80 songs.
No,
yeah.
You've got, listen, being a creative, there is no limits, there's nothing. You know, people always get caught up in these views and timing. Like, when you make great music, and especially when it's unapologetic, there's no time limits on it. So
yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Trust me. Very true.
You're fine.
Yeah.
So what have you got planned for the rest of the year? Obviously, you're in the studio, but yeah. Are you performing, touring, festivals?
Yeah, so I think I'm going to do a show. No, oh, so wow. The year, but I haven't announced it yet. So I can't say
anything.
Was this
one of the secrets?
Cool. But yeah, I can't say anything about it yet. But yeah, the mixtape as out. Well.
Yeah.
Which is the plan. I like putting projects out. Just because I like putting like conceptual pieces out and stuff.
Yeah.
And I like sometimes when I put a single out, I'm like, oh, should I do an upbeat song, an acoustic one? I know you can do whatever, but having a package of songs. Obviously,
kind of,
like,
yeah.
You can have the whole thing. So you can tell a story with an upbeat song and then just bust it back to guitar and then do something else. You know,
that was the truth.
Yeah. Well, do you want to introduce your song for us?
Oh, yes. Wait, which one? Maria or Feel Like Drugs?
Feel Like Drugs.
Well, yes. Hi, my name is Santino Lassane. I'm 21. I'm from South London, and this is my song, Feel Like Drugs.
Hey.
Don't feel like drugs no more.
way.
What a tune.
Thank you very much.
That's really, such really a good tune.
Thank you.
You're just saying that you listen to a lot of your own stuff, don't you?
Yes,
so
I do.
So do I. Give me five. High five. Yeah, that's what we do. That's what we do.
We say we don't understand when people don't.
Yeah. You can be inspired, but
yeah.
But don't be too influenced, because you end up sounding, when people, I can't stand when people sound like too much like other people.
Yeah.
Like, I like when you can be inspired, but when when I hear everyone sounding the same, I'm like, what's the point? Like, I've already had this.
Yeah.
Give me you. Yeah, you know, so I like it very much.
Also, you learn a lot from listening to your own stuff anyway, so.
Definitely.
Exactly.
Listen to your own stuff.
Listen to you.
Yes. We got another game.
Okay, another one of Natalie's dodgy games. Okay, here we go.
But this is called the Terry Walker game.
I know, I'm hearing this now. I'm kind of honoured, even though I know it's going to be foolishness, but thank you.
So, Terry.
Yes, you got to cheat.
You're clearly a great walker.
I am.
But how good a runner are you?
Oh, for crying out loud. Natalie, really? Okay. Exactly.
Right. This is what we're doing. I'm going to play you 7 clips from songs.
Oh, my God.
But they have been sped up because they're in a hurry.
Oh, my.
You need to write down what song you think
Natalie,
it is.
Natalie, you're brilliant. I love you.
But we will give you clues, so don't worry.
Okay.
Are you ready?
You really were sleeping in the middle of the day. Oh, gosh.
Okay.
I
did some earlier and I was rubbish. Track one.
Are you
that
for
real? That's the whole.
Are you
that's
for
the
real?
Whole.
You're not serious. Okay, you need
to... One more time.
What the fuck?
So this is the clue.
Oh, just spat all over the top. Sorry.
I can't lend you a DVD of a hospital sitcom starring Zach Braff because I have...
What?
Hey,
that's it.
Manager knows. No,
you keep, well
no, no, no,
no.
You write it down. You write it down.
Yeah, you write it down. Right.
I don't. Oh,
listen to the clue again.
Okay.
I can't lend you a DVD of a hospital sitcom starring Zach Braff because I have.
Do you know? I remember the show that he was in. Actually, I'm trying to remember.
If you can remember the show.
Yeah, I remember it.
Right. Next track.
It's so fast. It's not even long, so I can't even like. Man.
Right. Do you want it again?
Hey, what's that? I see what you're doing. I don't know what that is.
The clue for this is in the alphabet, what are T and V?
I want it vowels. So it's
T and V are not vowels. They're consonants, whatever it's called.
This is one of your foolish games. I don't know what's going on right now. I'm in a twilight zone.
No.
Yeah. Oh. No, don't say okay, no.
No, I just put a little question.
Okay.
That sounded like you come up with something.
It's like, okay.
All right, track 3.
To you it's obvious because you did the song. It's obvious, of course it's obvious.
Our producer's like, it's so obvious.
It's so obvious.
You're rubbish, guys. Yes.
You chose the song because it's obvious to you. Say that one more time, please. I don't know what's going on.
One more time.
Oh, I feel like if I listen to it a couple more times, I'll get it.
Do you want me to see it again?
Yeah, play it.
Maybe 20 more times.
Like 50 more times, how about that?
I'll give you the clue.
What's it?
Where you go to get a new mattress?
Dreams.
Matterland.
Write that down.
Oh.
Oh, you little cheat.
Right, next track.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think I've got one.
I missed the beginning, I zoned out.
Then chipmunks came on.
Yeah, literally.
Chipmunks. Oh! Okay. What's the clue?
The clue is often confused with the singer Sea Lion.
Sea see that in.
She's got it.
You might have to cover that paper because I know I'm going to look. Yeah, I know I'm going to.
My handwriting's like chicken scratch. You can't see it. Even if you saw it. You won't be able to read it.
Next track.
Chicken scratch. This is horrible. Yeah. It's the worst. Ah, no, that one.
Oh, she's getting good. Yee! So she's warming up.
I feel like this is not fair.
Oh, whatever.
Listen again. You might get it.
She's too young again. He's a boy. He wasn't. This song, he wasn't alive when this happened.
Probably not.
Point number 19 is how confident I am. Like,
I don't think I was either.
No, you might not have been born yet.
Yeah.
I can't even lie. I don't even know what that
this
is.
This is the clue. Something you should keep in mind when you're having a conversation.
Manners.
Are you serious? That is... Right, I should say that if I've got it right. I don't
even know.
Track 6.
This is stressing.
Oh, yeah, actually, that must make sense. Oh, one more time.
You look stressed out, mate. He's like, get these headphones off. The clue is James Brown to South Korea.
You know, Natalie's making me laugh. She's like, yeah, this is so easy. You should know this. Like, come on, guys. Natalie, this is weird. I don't know what the hell that was.
This is the last one, and I have faith that you will know this one. Gotta okay?
Have faith.
You know this one.
What's your list at My Song of Saturday? You just flipped or something.
I think it is.
The song title is the same as How Long It Was UK number one. Listen again.
Oh, I nearly got it. Wait, do it again.
Oh. This is the only one I got earlier.
One more time.
you're gonna be annoyed. Right, let's go back. So the first one. Did we have any guesses? Well, we had a bit cheating, didn't we?
Scrubs.
Well, I put no scrubs, actually.
Well, true. It is no scrubs.
I cheated.
Oh, yeah, actually, you did.
Shut up, you.
Didn't you both cheat?
No.
Didn't you give the answer?
That's called collaboration. Teamwork.
Yeah, it's true. He's managing to help us.
I still didn't even help you.
That is ridiculous.
That was TLC, no scrubs.
Yeah, it didn't actually help.
Yeah, it didn't help at all. That is weird. Yeah.
I don't think either of you got this one, so I'll play the extended one, see if it helps you.
Oh, no way!
Yep, close to you.
Yeah, I haven't done that.
Oh, wait, I didn't actually hear what he said. What did you say?
Wow. Maxi Priest, close to you.
Oh, yeah.
Don't try it.
Damn.
Don't try it.
Of course it is.
Wow. Doesn't get up.
Right, here's the longer one for number 3. Did we have any guesses here?
Dreams Can Come True.
Yeah.
Gabrielle.
I just put Dreams on.
Yeah, that was right.
You did.
Yeah.
To be fair, you used the clue. Please tell me you know that track.
Yeah. I used to listen to it back in the day.
Oh, you did, okay.
Yeah, back in the day.
Okay, good.
Back in the day. Yeah. Oh, you make me sick.
Number 4, did we have any guesses? CeeLo. Who?
CeeLo.
Huh?
CeeLo.
Track?
I was going to say, I'm not a person.
Oh. I don't know.
Oh.
No, oh.
It's Seal.
Oh. Kiss of Rose.
Crazy.
Oh.
Gone.
Number 5, do we have any guesses?
Don't turn around.
Hey. I
hate
losing.
Yeah,
once it's longer. No, I'm actually not lying for the first time.
Oh, wow.
Well done, Terry.
Oh, yeah, one. Oh!
Track 6. Any guesses?
No, I didn't get this.
Yeah, I wrote something down.
What did you write?
I'm not going to say it because I want to hear it now. I want to hear the song.
All right, I'll do the longer version.
No.
Is this Soul to Soul?
Yes.
Because I thought it was that, but
didn't. Back to Life.
Yeah. Mm. Whatever you want it, whatever you need it.
Yeah.
Whatever I put down doesn't matter. I can't remember. I scribbled it out now, innit? So I don't really know what it said. I can't tell anyone. You need Steam Tune or something.
The final track you're gonna hurt. Did you guess?
That's in 7 seconds, but it's a show.
What? No, you didn't.
21 seconds, sorry.
No.
It was number one for 21 seconds.
Craig David.
Oh. So I keep getting off on the mic. Sorry, Natalie. Sorry.
You both got two. It's another draw.
Yeah, actually, I did. I got two.
Terry, you're just drawing today.
That's not good.
Hey, that's not good.
You drew.
That's just true.
You're all winners in my eyes.
Exactly. It's one big love circle.
Well, that was crazy, to say the least.
That was quite. That was actually quite fun.
It was fun. It was just very hard, wasn't it?
Yeah,
maybe we
was.
Need to make it a bit easier next time. So. What else have you got to tell us?
Yes.
What are you going to be doing in the next month or so?
Well, I have, like I said, some old music videos that I'm going to like shoot some old songs, but also we're working on a kind of collective short film, let's say. Ooh. With a lot of that kind of artists that, you know, David works with and I'm friends with and stuff. There's a lot of us who make music, so we're going to try and do a short film type of thing. We haven't really decided specifically on if we're going to make it a whole concept or it's going to be individual concepts, but I think there's just, like, we have such a creative team, like, around us that we work with. Like, everyone does loads of different things that we just need to collaborate on something. Yeah. Really, you know, so
okay. But, like, what do you know, like, what the story will be?
Yeah, I know what mine is, but I think what we're trying to decide is whether it will be, like, each artist is going to be, like, an individual character and it's all going to come together, or we're going to do a series of, like short
stories.
Yeah, kind of portraying individual but under one bracket of the label CloudX, you know.
But then
I mean?
What's gonna happen? So no one's gonna see each other's stories until the actual day.
Maybe. That's what we're seeing though. That's as well. It. Exactly. And then also it's kinda interesting to see how people would wanna be betrayed.
Yes.
Betrayed.
Or perceived.
Portrayed.
Yeah.
Yeah, one of them ones. Yeah, one of them ones. There. But yeah.
That's so mad.
That's really cool. Yeah.
How interesting. Mean, such the creative.
And I think it would be exciting for everybody because no one knows what's gonna happen.
Yeah, it's sick. Also, it's just a nice, like, I don't know. I like shooting stuff as well, just creating stuff, like, on camera as well, because I think visuals are mad important nowadays as well with music, because it definitely, like, it sells a lifestyle to go along with the music as well. And it just looks cool and it's fun. So,
yeah, definitely.
Where can people find you?
On every piece of social media.
Go on, give them.
Santino Le Saint. On SoundCloud, Santino Le Saint. Spotify.
Is that actually your name?
I was about to ask the same question.
Oh, no.
So why is it Santino Le Saint? I'm a saint. Are you a saint?
Mm-hmm. Sometimes.
Can't be sometimes. You're either a saint or you're not.
Every now and again. On weekdays. Yeah, weekdays. Okay. Yeah, it is.
What's the story behind the name?
Well, that's a question, isn't it? No, basically, me and my friends were just drunk a long time ago.
I was involved.
We were just and we were just talking about names and stuff. And I didn't have a name. I just called myself Santino when I was like, it was like 16, 17. And I think we ended up having. I'm going to try not to give stuff away. Okay, I have Santino is my middle name, right?
Okay.
My middle legal name. I have a first name, which I'm not going to say. However,
why? Do you not like it?
I do. It's cool, but I just don't want to give it away.
Okay.
You have to keep some things back.
Yes, you do. You do.
Secrets,
you're right.
So mysterious.
Basically, and my first name relates to the reason that I ended up calling myself Saint, basically. So we're just drunk, talking about some stuff, some tales, some stories. And long story short, Saint came about, like the Saint came about.
It's all very mysterious.
I can't really tell you. You find out if you follow me on like social media. I post little like drips about
it
all the time.
These young ones are so clever with their little teasers. Remember, J1 with his teasers, this one with his little trail.
You can't give it all away as well. And I like, sometimes I post things on Instagram like, with a caption that I know I'm not going to like. Doesn't make no sense until I post something like 3 months later.
Yeah.
And then there's always like three people like, I have like a group of like 10 mad loyal fans who figure stuff out all the time and ask me mad questions. It's cool. Yeah, I find it fun. Like it's cool doing that.
Do you know that's really good? Because that means you trust your creativity. And you know that like, what you know. Time is going to get revealed. That's a good thing.
Actually, if I try to do that on my socials, everyone's ignore me.
Don't care.
Shut up, now.
She's on one again today. She's on one.
That's why you have to do it for yourself and just make like make it be fun. You know what I mean?
I love you. Listen, that's exactly what it is. Trust me. Sometimes I'll be rambling on it. Everyone's like, "What are you on about?" Are you okay? You've been drinking. Like, no, I know what I'm saying. You'll find out in 10 years time. You'll know what I mean. And then they do now. So
exactly.
Well,
it was a pleasure to have you.
Thank you very
Thanks
much.
For
Thank
coming
for
in.
Me.
Good luck with everything. You have to come back and visit us.
I will. I'm about. I'll be here. So, good. Yeah, thank you for having me.
Thank you.
Yes. Keep it up, man. Amazing.
I will.
Like a weed head, CID. None of these coppers wanna see lead. It's me that they really wanna see dead. I wouldn't wanna be there.
Putting on a billion calories. That's why these pagans are mad at me. Trying to shoot me like a magazine. Black out with the savagery. Black out with the savagery. A pagan in his bloody face, yeah. Bust a skin and then I bust a case. Ebony, she love my duppy ways. I let her hold my nine and then I wind my waist. Hit her twice before I regulate and then I tell her babes. I need my space, send her to the kitchen, tell her cook a plate. I do Google Mac to get the cake. Put on toppers like I'm Drizzy Drake. Put my hoodie up and hit the lane. Black, hell no, I don't aim. Swear you better pray if I spray. Jack, I'm always on my A game. Hit her all way with the checkmate. Blick, I hit him with the flame. Putting on a billion calories. Why these pagans are mad at me? Trying to shoot me like a magazine. Black out with the savagery. 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 Black out with the savagery.
Upways talking greens. Say this now when they see me. I'm posted up like a meme. You're doing that shit. My, you are your mean. I'm gaining calories. You're literally living a dream. Literally living a dream.
Putting on a billion calories. That's why these pagans are mad at me. Trying to shoot me like a magazine. Black out with the savagery. Black out with the savagery. Black out with the savagery.
On Wednesday, 6th of March, Michael Payne and Marcel Somerville will be joined by UK reggae icons UB40 for an in-depth chat about their career.
Plus, they'll be playing some tracks from their new album, For the Many.
Michael Payne and Marcel Somerville with very special guests, UB40.
Wednesday, 6th of March from 4 p.m.
on FUBAR Radio.
Yeah.
We got Zai Zai in the building.
What's going on?
You're right.
Yeah, I'm alright. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Lovely, cool. What have you been up to today?
What
have I been up to? I just finished a session at 9 o'clock in the morning, so I've been sleeping most of the
day. Oh, have you?
Oh.
Yeah, I was very tired.
See, like, I've got to do this damn interview.
It's alright, man. It's life now. So I'm used to it.
So you're a baby. You're 20, aren't you?
Yeah. Oh, I'm a baby, but.
You are a baby.
Oh, fair enough.
So tell us what's been going on.
Well, a lot's been going on since Fine Girl. So obviously, I had that release. That
Did
song,
you?
I had that out like a year before. Actually, got even pushed even more. So like, I was sick of it from time ago. Obviously, there's still people like in different type of areas and countries that ain't heard it. So for them, it's new. But that song did a lot for me. And Sensei, like. When that came out, I wanted it to be like a video that people can look at and be like, right, I ain't really seen this in the UK before. So I was really happy with how that turned out as well.
It's me.
It's all right.
It's me. I was like, what the hell is that noise?
We've got like some background noise
like,
going on.
I was like, who's that making that noise? Sorry, go on.
Carry on.
And obviously, yeah, everything just felt a bit quick. Everything's gone quick, but I've been dealing with it well. So
yeah.
So far, so good.
Good. So yeah. For people that don't know, You've sold over 200,000 records.
And also scored Jeez. Gold now as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah, congratulations, my friend.
Thank you.
That's amazing.
amazing. Obviously, you've got 12 million views on Grime Daily. That might be more now, but that's pretty impressive.
Is it mind-blowing? Is it mind-blowing? Yeah, I can see in your face. You That's cool.
Oh, bless you.
I'm tweeting you.
Obviously, now you're releasing Sensei.
Yeah.
Tell us about that track.
Sensei, that was a very spontaneous track that was made in the studio.
Love it.
What is it about?
What's it about? It's just about, like, it's about me, first of all, obviously. It's about me. And just being very dominant, but at the same time, respectful. Yeah. Kind of thing. So it's like a type of balance, like a sensei, because you obviously in karate you got to follow the sensei's moves and etc. But at the same time, like, follow a certain code. So that's what I
do. You know, it's funny you say that, because I feel like even coming, you've got a certain respect about you, but you can still see, don't mess with you. Like, if someone wants to do something, you'll be like, I can catch you.
I've noticed that.
I do feel that from you. That's
I'm very
amazing.
Reserved. Yeah.
So tell us about your life, your childhood, and where did all this begin?
Yes.
Well, we want to know about you.
You want to know about me? Well, obviously, back in the days, going back all the way back to primary school, like, I've always been a very popular kid, so I really. I really had a problem socializing with people.
Oh, I love.
So there was this one time, it was a talent show and it was in my primary school, but I wasn't really trying to enter it, but I had this teacher. I had this teacher, Miss Smith. Shout out, Miss Smith, if you're listening.
Hey, Miss Smith, what?
Shout out, Miss Smith. And she said, I got a nice voice and I should join the choir. So obviously, me and my friend Connor, we joined the talent show. Obviously, we won.
You are too funny.
We won, and from then I joined the choir. Then from then, that's when, like, my music kind of started. But I was more into football. Obviously, when my dad passed away, like, I stopped playing football. Then I tried to pursue more into music to see, like, what was going on and stuff.
So I was about your dad. College.
Yeah, were you very young?
Were young? Yeah,
I was 12.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I was quite young.
Do you feel like that had a part to play in, like, your
direction?
Yeah, definitely.
Direction,
yeah, definitely. Because obviously, when I went to college, like, from high school, I was messing about. I was doing all sorts of high school. Like, I really wish I did try harder.
Yeah.
But education is not for everyone, obviously.
No.
But obviously, I went to college. I studied carpentry. Then, like, and I was just in lesson, just looking around and just deep in my life and thinking that I actually want to be buildings for the rest of my life. And I was thinking that this ain't really for me.
Okay.
So I was seeing what was going on in the music scene. Seeing he's about.
Just having a sneak peek.
Seeing what's going on. So obviously, I was waiting to find a little spot where I could just squeeze myself in.
Well, you squeezed in, you know.
Yeah, squeeze myself in and just have, like, my own type of sound. So I put out my first song called Shorty. My neighbor, Mems, big up Mems, he booked that first session for me.
Uh-huh.
And like, I put out, and first of all, I used to put songs out on SoundCloud. So
okay,
I started on SoundCloud with my song called Shorty, and then from Shorty people liked it, so I was like, cool, let me see what goes
on.
Do
you like it though?
Yeah.
See, you don't even how many millions of views,
like, I've never really recorded a bad song. It's always like, it's either good or it's great.
I love this kid, you know. He's like, no,
it was great.
Young man.
So that's one or the other.
But so, were you born in the Congo?
No, I was born here.
You was born here, but your family's from
But
you live in Chesington.
Yeah, I lived in Chesington, then I moved to Croydon when I was like in year 10.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it says on here that your nickname was given to you by your friends in Chesington.
My nickname?
Yeah, Zizi.
No, that was given to me by my dad.
Oh, because it says here your nickname as a child growing up in a small
I was trying to find, like, because I was never really, like, I hanged out with a lot of people from Eng, but I never really had like a tag, like a nickname.
Okay.
So my actual name's Joy. So everyone used to just call me Joy. I didn't really have a tag. So when I came into music, I was thinking, what can I call myself? And then I remember my dad used to call me Zeze. In English, I thought it would be Zai Zai. So I thought, let me just work with that.
So should we say Zeze or Zaza?
Like, French people and Congolese people could say Zeze, but Zeze. English.
I want to say Zeze.
You want to say that.
You sound like Zeze. Oh! Sounds so much better,
huh?
Zeze.
Yeah,
Zeze. I do. Pronunciation is Zaza. A lot of people call me Zizi sometimes, but I see what
it means. Yeah, that was me earlier.
So what does it mean? What does Zaza? Does it mean joy as well?
Zaza means someone that's, like, very, like, all over the place. Just a very active person kind of thing. Just crazy kind of.
But then, so your sensei, your zaza, your everything.
All these things.
I've got a lot of personalities.
So what have you got coming up this year then? Tell us what you're doing.
Well, this year I've got a rollout of quite a few songs, because I haven't put anything out just yet.
Yeah, okay.
Because I want to like lay back a bit, because like obviously when you put one thing out and then you wait a long time, people obviously going to be anticipated for more. So
yeah,
mm-hmm,
yeah.
I should lay back for a bit. Then like April times is when I'm going to be releasing a song called Persian, which people have been waiting for like years.
Really?
Yeah.
What's that about?
Persian. It's just because obviously.
Why are you smiling like that? Isn't it like, ooh, that's like a moment.
Persian. Because obviously, there's a lot of there's not really much Persian girls that get bigged up sometimes.
Okay.
So obviously, I thought I should big up the Persian.
One second, isn't Kim Kardashian Persian?
She's Armenian.
Oh, I thought she was Persian. Shame.
Yeah,
okay.
So I thought I should big up the Persian girl. So I made a song called Persian, and that's coming out in April.
Okay.
Is that seven, about seven. Somebody in particular that we should be knowing?
He's smiling again, the eyes are smiling.
All my songs always are basically about someone in particular, but it's a mixture of like my personality, what I see, what I do, and who I'm with, kind of thing. So
who are you with?
Do you have a lady at the moment?
Yeah, I've got a girlfriend.
Oh! Someone's like, is she Persian?
Yeah.
If I said she better be fucking Persian, if she's not Persian. You're talking about Persian. If she's not Persian, then like, hello.
Well, not really Persian. She's Moroccan Spanish.
So why are you fucking just talking about the Persian girl if she's not Persian?
It was in the moment, and it was the moment.
Do you know, I'd break up with you. I'm like, fuck off.
Persian, she understands. She gets it. She gets
How
it.
Long have you been together?
We've been together for like 3 years now.
How? Aww. You're only 2 years old. How can you get together for 3 years?
Because I'm a very different kind of breed. That's why.
You are. I love it. You're special, man.
Young
very
love.
Mm-hmm. I love. Oh, listen. These young ones are killing me. Right now. I'm very special. Good. Yes. Tell them.
Exactly.
Are you going to be doing any gigs or any festivals?
I didn't get Wireless this year, but I think I might have some other. Might have some other festivals. Ooh, but
you
sure
some other things at your sleeve.
I think you have everything, just the way you're guarding right now.
Well, do you want to introduce your track for us?
Sensei.
Yes.
Right. Well, this is my debut single, Sensei. It's out on all platforms. Make sure you go stream that. And here you go. Let's get into it.
Okay, I'm freaky, kinda cocky, lot of foreplay. Hypnotize a shorty with a skin fade. Girl already know a nigga been great. Granny see my work rate, coming like a sensei. I'm freaky, kinda cocky, lot of foreplay. Hypnotize a shorty with a skin fade. Girl already know a nigga been great. Granny see my work rate, coming like a sensei. I like my girl freaky when she step up in the room. African man, I got a broom. Push it up on me, baby, let me see you work. Been a mama, house girl. I eat your girl, she a fine girl. Sweet, sweet ones, that's my girl. Let me teach you a little something, make them toes curl. Now she locking off the niggas, trying to pop her. Hypnotizing, analyze. See me shine and see me grind. On my way, stay on top of my kind of way. Okay, I'm freaky, gonna go kill all the foreplay. Hypnotize your shorty with a skin fade. Girl already know a nigga been great. Girl, it's in my work rate, coming like a sunset. I'm freaky, gonna cook it on the foreplay. Hypnotize your shorty with a skin fade. Girl already know a nigga been great. Girl, it's in my work rate, coming like a sunset. Coming like a sunset. Meditate when a nigga press play. Yeah, tryna go the whole way. Till I just dig it through the whole way. Quand je parle, couldn't tell me from pop and pop it down. Mr. Love and Mr. Bossy with the bus down. We stick to the bus and now we stepping in the bus down. Yeah. Hypnotizing, analyze. See me shine and see me grind. On my way, stay on top of my kind of way. Okay, I'm freaky, gonna go kill all the foreplay. Hypnotize and shoot you with a skin fade. Girl already know a nigga been great. Girl, they see my work rate, coming like a sensei. I'm freaky, gonna cook it on the foreplay. Hypnotize and shoot you with a skin fade. Girl already know a nigga been great. Girl, they see my work rate, coming like a sensei.
Listen, you should have seen all of his skanking down to the thing. It's mad.
Good tune.
So summer's yours. Definitely, the summer is yours.
Yeah, that is a summer tune.
What
of course,
are vibes?
Are you getting bored of it now?
No, not yet.
Are you ready for your new tunes?
Yeah, I'm very ready for my new tunes.
So before you're going, you wanted to have a little conversation about loyalty.
Yes, loyalty.
Zai's got some info for us here.
Honestly, it's just a thing where just nowadays, obviously, because love is very, it's a big influence. Like, if you actually get yourself in a situation where you're in love with someone, it's very hard to get out of that situation.
Yeah.
So it's more of a thing where I would just say to people, especially young people, like, don't be going on rushing yourself into something very soon when you still got, like, your whole life ahead of you, unless you actually know what you're doing or want to be in that kind of situation. Because with me, I'm a laid-back kind of person, and I would say I've enjoyed my single time, so I was cool and ready to settle down with someone because...
He's 20.
Yeah, I'm talking to girls. It's been a very long journey. So obviously...
But you know what, though? That's really mature. That's really mature. And I think that's really amazing that you decided that you actually wanted to talk about that. That's really cool. At your age as well. Because I think, as you said, you know that. Do you understand the influence? Do you understand what your position is? Like, even though you're doing so well,
I'm a big influence.
No, you know, and I'm glad that you said it because sometimes some of these people don't know. Like, you've got all these followers, and everything that you say, someone's looking at you going, oh, I can do that. So if you give them a positive vote, well done. I love that, young man.
Yeah, you have to. Very proud of you.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Do you feel like you have a lot of people around you that could benefit from that advice?
Yeah, 100%. Because I've always made sure I ain't really attached myself to a lot of people. I've only got, like, I would say, five friends. So my friend David, he's my DJ. My friend Mems, he's my manager. And then my bro Akai from school. My friend Frank and so on family. That's mostly, like, in-house.
Because
I felt like if I had a wider variety of friends, when I came, if I came into music, a lot of people would expect something from me. So because I've got, like, a certain bunch of people around me, like, it limits that, so people can't be like, oh, you changed.
Don't you hate that? You didn't even talk.
What did you mean? I don't know you like that, so...
Wise words.
And you know the funny thing is, what usually happens is that they change around you. It's not you haven't changed. They feel weird around you.
I could just do stuff that I've always wanted to now. Like, I haven't changed at all. I'm still the same.
I believe you. I can tell. That's true. But that's why you're so confident.
I'll be going to Morrison and just forget who I am, and people stop me and thinking, you want a picture? And I'm like, oh.
Okay. I see that. Morrison's.
Yeah, literally.
That's good, man. So, where can people find you? Tell them how to.
You can find me on Instagram, Twitter. All my apps are official. _Zai_ and that's on all platforms.
Excellent. Well, thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thank you for having
me.
It's a pleasure to meet you. Really, she's inspiring me.
Yeah.
And you know, it's nice to, you know what I like about these younger ones now? It's like the fact that they, whatever you've obviously seen from before, you've understood the blueprint, and you know what you need to do. You're not waiting for anyone anymore. Exactly. It's like you understand your powers, and I love that. It's beautiful to watch, man. It's beautiful.
Appreciate it. Thanks for coming in, and I'm sure we'll see you soon. Good luck with everything.
No doubt about it.
Thanks, guys.
No doubt about it. You gotta see me out. I love it.
Like in color, a Turkish delight, and I'll be
It's mad, isn't it? So Michaela, Michael, or whatever your name is. Yeah, thanks for not turning up today. I'm taking that. We missed you, but you know what though, Nat, today, first time meeting.
Yeah, we've never met before.
Never met before.
This has been fun. Don't want it to be over.
Milky pain. Sorry, that was Nat, by the way. Just let you know, that's Natalie King giving us little pointers. Milky pain. Yeah. Thanks for letting Anna team. No, I'm joking. I mean, no, you had things to do today. But you were missed, and you know, appreciate. But no, Nat, so thank you so much for. Because remember, I'm new to this presenting game thing. You know, I'm doing it. But
well,
you're professional.
You are natural. No. Oh, stop.
No, but thank you. Giving me nice pointers, and it's really good to work with someone professional. So
yes,
thanks,
thank you,
love.
Babe. It's been lovely.
It's been lovely. Nice guest as well. Big up J1. Yeah. Big up Santino Lesaint. Big up Zai Zai.
It's been
all very confident young men and really,
really
good to watch, man. I'm excited for their futures.
What a day. I've got a really funny story for you before we go.
Okay.
Breakdancing.
Yeah.
Are you any good?
Breakdancing? I can just about do a few pops. Why? What's happening?
It could officially become a recognised sport at the Olympic Games.
No way.
Yeah. In Paris in 2024. Yeah, apparently someone's put a proposal forward.
That's actually quite amazing because you know the amount of body breakdowns are there. Man.
Yeah.
They always add
like new ones, don't they, every so often?
You're probably too old for this. Do you remember the film movie Breakdance? Do you guys remember that film?
No.
Yeah, you're too old for it. I mean, you're too young for it. Oh, God.
Well, what was it good?
Oh, it's a classic.
Really?
You know that I feel for you? You know?
Oh, yeah.
It's in that film and that's how it became really famous, the Chaka Khan song. There's a scene in it where the guy really dances to that song. You have to watch it. It's a classic.
Oh, I will.
Yeah.
I love a film recommendation.
I'm not sure if it's in Breakdance because there's two. There's Breakdance 1 and Breakdance 2, but I think it might be in Breakdance 1. But check it out.
Amazing. So tell us more about your show because I think I'm going to come.
You have to come. Yeah. Because it's going to be a vibe. So I'm going to call you on stage. But babe, just come and sing with me. So April 14th at the Jazz Cafe, I'm going to be supported by an amazing Cherry V. He's got a few songs out as well right now and she's amazing. It's going to be a live band. I'm going to be doing, you know, some of my classics.
Yeah.
But then I'm going to run it like a sound system where I'm just going to get everyone that's in the house to come up because I'm going to invite all my peers, a lot of friends and stuff. So it's just going to be vibes, a celebration. It's been over 20 years in the game. And for me, I feel like it's just giving back. Come on
yeah,
now.
Baby.
I'm not retiring up on this thing. You get me? No, but, you know, and obviously now I'm getting into the, you know, different fields of presenting and hopefully, you know, I really want to showcase other artists as well soon. So I'm going to be working on stuff like that as well. So
do you know what? I'm going to have you come on my new show with LaVille TV called Jeep Talk.
Let's do it.
Yes.
I'd love to.
It's just about pioneers in their own industry.
I'd love to. I'd be honoured.
We're going to set this up.
Listen, we already started today. This is the first day we worked together, babe. Do you understand how good that is?
It'll be sick.
See?
Okay, this is happening.
It's happening.
This is happening. We have up next Callum McSwiggan with the fourth of his LGBT History Month special. Thank you for listening, everyone. It's been a pleasure. Terry, thank you so much.
Thank you.
We'll see you guys soon. Mwah.
Yo, man, pull up, ain't talking a reload. Shit, boss, dude, no need for a key, though. Man, I take aim, but this ain't a free throw. No, man, I'm bustin' if you're coming at me, though. Blah, bustin' if you're coming at me, though. Blah, bustin' if you're coming at me, though. Blah, man, I take aim, no free throw. No, man, I'm bustin' if you're coming at me, though. Man, pull up, ain't talking a reload. Shit, boss, dude, no need for a key, though. Man, I take aim, but this ain't a free throw. No, man, I'm bustin' if you're coming at me, though. Blah, bustin' if you're coming at me, though. Blah, bustin' if you're coming at me, though. Blah, man, I take aim, no free throw. No, man, I'm bustin' if you're coming at me, yo. Bustin' if you're coming at my head though. Fuck sexual innuendo. At the door like I'm coming for the rent. No, man's not running like I've got no legs. No, no me, I'll bring it to your first. Not a coroner, but I'll bring it to your hearse. Man, I'm on fourth. Man, I put you in the dirt. Man, plotting on the best, and I bring it to your worst. Always had a comeback, no banter. I'm known as a serial ranter. Means I don't hold back nothing, put hands up. My emotions might need me to snap up. Wrap up, something, no gift, not Santa. Do you know where you're from? Don't matter. Anyone can be food, no platter. Have you wet, man, like a drink splatter. Try no man, don't play that, don't play that. Been like that since way back, since way back. Man, roll around and spray that, and spray that. Man, miss you, then spray that, then spray that. Yo, man, pull up, ain't talking a reload. Shit, boss, dude, no need for a key, though. Man, I take aim, but this ain't a free throw. No, man, I'm bustin' if you're coming at me, though. Blah, bustin' if you're coming at me, though. Blah, bustin' if you're coming at me, though. Blah, man, I take aim, no free throw. No, man, I'm bustin' if you're coming at me, though. Man, pull up, ain't talking a reload. Shit, boss, dude, no need for a key, though. Man, I take aim, but this ain't a free throw. No, man, I'm bustin' if you're coming at me, though. Blah, bustin' if you're coming at me, though. Blah, bustin' if you're coming at me, though. Blah, man, I take aim, no free throw. No, man, I'm bustin' if you're coming at me, though. Bustin' if you're coming.
girl checking out. Meaning if it's on, then it's on. Stay looking out. On site gas, so it's fire, no cooking out. Run, you say no bolting. Book for the wall, you're coping. You're open only right, you're soaking. Not off the loud, bruh, but I ain't smoking. Don't know what you're checked for. Why you front, have you running for the back door? Man took offense, why you thinking this attack for? Man, I leave more holes in you than a crack hole. Too raw. That's how the beef come. Know it well, and that's how the beef done. There's no rules, though, that's how the street run. Man, I get light, see sun, let the week done. Try no man, don't play that, don't play that. Been like that since way back, barrel round and spray that.
You've been listening to a FUBAR Radio podcast. For more information, go to FUBARradio.com.